Happy Easter, everyone. This is the most blessed day in the year in Christianity, and in my opinion, in the world. But we all have the right to choose and receive according to our beliefs. And regardless of what your belief is, we offer blessings. Because blessings come from the Creator, the one Creator of us all, who brings us to the altar of our own true beliefs as we choose to believe. Did this event actually happen? The resurrection? Almost 2,000 years ago? I am completely and totally convinced that it did. That it happened exactly as we are told. And there's a number of very convincing reasons I do believe it happened exactly as we are told. Because even the most loyal of his apostles would not make themselves visible at the crucifixion. Only his mother and Mary Magdalene and John stood at the cross. The others disappeared in the crowd, and they dispersed as quickly as they could, afraid that they too would be captured and crucified. After the resurrection, everything changed. Everything. Not only were they willing to be declaring themselves as his apostles in public, but they conducted a long and challenging life in which they gave their own life for what they believed. What would have changed that? A simple inspiration wouldn't have been enough. Guilt would not have been enough. Persuasion would not have been enough. Something happened of a monumental evidence declaration that utterly changed their ability to stand in the power of Christ for the rest of their life. For the early church, today was what we now celebrate as Christmas Day. Christmas wasn't celebrated. What we call Christmas, December 25th, was not celebrated at all in the early church. And by the early church, I mean the first 200-300 years. Wasn't celebrated at all. Nobody cared about it because this was the birthday of Christ. This was the day he was born into eternal life. And the day that gave evidence for everything he came to this world to declare, achieve, and make available to anyone who sought it for their life. This is the day that changed the world. And so this is the day that was celebrated, even for the next 1,000 years, even after Christmas Day was formulated into the Christian calendar. This was still the most important day to be celebrated by High Mass, by the Church, as the day of redemption, the day in which the souls of all humans were given immortality and open invitation through the gates of heaven in his name. So, with that introduction today, I would like to invite anyone who's here who would like to ask for a blessing, a special blessing on this day, the most blessed day of the year in the life cycle, the yearly cycle of Christ. I see that we have Tony on the phone. Hi, Tony. You're on.
Glenda, hi.
Hi.
Hi, happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
Thank you. Well, we're just feeling very blessed, still enjoying the the experience of being with you just last weekend. That was really wonderful, and doesn't happen very often. But it was really wonderful to just to be there and to connect with everybody who was there. And the experiences that we had were something that were really definitely a blessing. So it was wonderful. Easter kind of almost, you know, really started early.
Well, but that was Sunday, you know. It was the beginning of Holy Week. So
yeah.
there was a perfect synchronicity.
Yeah. Well, and this weekend, what's been really coming to me is a connection back to things that you were sharing with us in the last few weeks with will and spirit, the connection with will and spirit. And what was coming to me today, I was experiencing it a bit this morning, was the way our connection with will and spirit resonates with beingness and existence.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, it was just beautiful. I was having a bit of a glimpse of how readily visible spirit is in all of, you know, reality and in nature. So that was just really coming through in a beautiful way. So I wanted to say thanks for that. And just a blessing for the whole community and everybody who's connected here with what Yeshua does with you and with these friends who are gathered together.
That's really sweet, Tony. And we can thank God for the power of will in all aspects of our life. And we see it demonstrated very dramatically on every change of season that happens. Right now we see it with the birthing of new life and flowers, and well, that's if you're in the northern hemisphere. And if you're in the southern hemisphere, you can see it with the squirrels starting to bury nuts. But we see that the earth has her seasons. And the will is communicated through and to all of her children to be appropriately adjusted to whatever is coming about in life. And I think that it's so important that we really respect the power of will that is appropriate to each segment of our life. Like the Apostle Paul said, when I was a child, I thought as a child, as a man, I think as a man. And it's so important that we let the children just be children. And that we respect the elderly, or the, shall we say, the wise elders, to be in a way of life that's appropriate for them. And those who are in their the prime of their life, that we see their various challenges to success, succeed, provide, and accomplish. And all of these things are much, much more than just the various intentions we have. In Western culture, several hundred years ago, maybe as long as 1,000 years ago, I'm not exactly sure when this happened, but the Easter season was combined with the rites of spring. And that's not at all inappropriate, considering that Easter is all about the birthing of new life. Of course, it's about the birthing of eternal life, but still, it is about the birthing of life. But once it was merged with the rites of spring, we see that it provided an opportunity for children to enjoy their fantasies about spring with Easter bunnies and chickens that lay colored eggs and Easter egg hunts. And that's okay. That's okay as long as they also understand the real power of Easter. Because we can honor the will of life moving through each stage of life as it happens. And I think it's very, very important that we do. And, you know, little Johnny could get up in the morning, and he's saying, okay, when's the Easter egg hunt? And you're trying to get him dressed for church. And he says, well, when's the Easter egg hunt? And you're trying to get him dressed for church. And his intention is focused upon the Easter egg hunt. But the will that unites both parents and children and grandparents and community is the real reason for the season that we join together. And then he gets to flow into his celebrated intention. And I think it's just fine that we layer all of our delightful intentions on top of the will of God, as long as we always acknowledge the will of God in all things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. And thanks, Tony, because you always give me an opportunity to say something really, really nice. And I'm going to take a call from Winter Hawk. You're on, Winter Hawk. Hello.
Hi, this is Denise, actually.
Denise, hi.
Hi, near Mount Shasta. And I wanted to say thank you so much for starting today's discussion with the tone of tolerance, and that it seems to me that that is perhaps one of the most important ways we can exercise our faith and our love of God. And for me, I put it in this little phrase, which is, I don't love the name of God. I love the God of all names. And I really appreciate that you started our message today with tolerance.
Oh, you're very welcome. Well, that's what's in my heart. And I know that what Yeshua did on Easter, the first Easter day, was for all people everywhere. No judgment, no limitation. And he didn't require it. All of us are children of one God.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and God bless you today. So we have someone from area code 512, and you're on.
Hello, Glenda. It's Nancy Dupree. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. I would like a blessing for my blessing. My little sister went through a little bout of cancer and went through radiation, and she's still going through radiation symptoms of fatigue and pain. So I would like her to... you know, God to know that, yes, this is my prayer to get her out of pain and out of fatigue.
Oh, that's great. Would you mind giving me her name?
Laura.
Laura, okay. Okay, Laura is on my prayer list and my blessing
Thank
list. Okay, and blessings to you, too.
Thank you.
We have a caller from area code 641. You're on. Hello? You may need to unmute your phone. Okay, are you there? 641? Just unmute your own phone. Okay, well, you can come back. You can come back and try again later. I'm going to take a caller from area code 413. Hello, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Joni. And first, thank you so much for the blessings and the webinar. It just expands my perspective, my feelings, and it's an opportunity to talk to other people about it as well and see them light up. So thank you. I did want to ask for a blessing for two friends who both are going to be going through hip surgery in May.
Oh.
One is Colleen and the other is Maura, and both are having a hard time just walking. And so they are definitely looking for an opportunity to have a new way of life than what they've
been. Oh, and I can tell you it's possible.
Yeah.
That is Hip replacements are actually one of the true medical accomplishments of the last 25 years. They, for most people, they are not only successful, they're restorative, and it is painful. There's no question about it. The rehabilitation period may take 6 months, not for some people, almost a year. But it's kind of like as good as you were when you were 30, when it's done.
Yeah, well, I don't know if either of them are going to actually have to have it replaced, but they have some very extensive surgery on it. So it's kind of first step, as it were.
Oh.
And very, very, very painful for both.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry about that, but blessings for both of them.
Yes, and a friend, Tim, who's going through pretty extraordinary life challenges at the moment that are hitting pretty much all areas of his life, and he definitely could use a blessing.
Oh,
thank
good.
Thank you very much.
Good. You're very, very welcome. My blessings are to all of them.
Thank you.
So, Julie, I see Julie Perkins is on the call. Hi.
Hi, this is Julie. Can you hear me?
Oh, very well.
Okay, thank you. Easter blessings to you and everyone. I would like to ask for a blessing for my mother and my family. My mother is going to be moving into assisted living this coming week on Wednesday from the condo that she lives in a retirement center. It's all in the same place, and she does not want to go, and she's moving in there for medical reasons, and she's pretty much said she's not moving, but it is happening on Wednesday. So I just wanted blessings for her and my fam, my sisters and brother, as we assist with that and assist in her understanding and hopefully acceptance of the process, and that it's the best place for her, that she'll be supported there. And also open to blessings of complete healing and restoration for her as well.
Absolutely. And also for us to realize that our earth pathway never stops requiring some degree of adaptation. When we're children, we adapt to the rules of the house that our mother and dad prescribe. When we go to school, we adapt to the rules of school. When we become teenagers, we think we're wild and free, but we soon find out we're not. When we get our first job, we adapt to our place of employment. We fall in love and get married, and we think this is just going to be the most blissful occasion of our life, and in some ways it is. But we find that living with someone we love, even though we love them so much, requires adaptation. We never stop in our pathway to learn the grace that goes along with adaptation. And so we all face that every step of the way, all the way through life. So I would add that she find that grace within herself, because, you know, freedom is on the other side of what we accept.
Good. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. And to you, too, because I know it's going to be a challenge for you, too, Julie.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We have a wireless caller from area code 321, and you're on.
Hi, Glenn. It's Scott in Orlando.
Hey, Scott.
I wanted to ask a special blessing today. I have a really wonderful friend. Her name is Daphne Hart, and she operates a nonprofit to help young people at risk to have more successful lives. Sometimes she looks a little haggard, so I just wish she had a blessing to be able to pull it all together and have a successful experience.
Oh, most definitely. And what a great name for someone doing the work she's doing. And you got home from the blessing conference safely and well with a dynamic voice.
Safe and secure, and with a little celerity as well.
Oh, great. And I want to thank you so much for your help getting us through the seminar last weekend. I want to thank everyone who came to the seminar last weekend. You truly made a difference in the life of this world, in the life of our blessing community, and in the future blessings to this world. And I can't thank you enough for making that special effort to be here. Just to let everyone know how special it was for some of you, we had 3 people from New Zealand. So it was quite an effort for some. And for others, it was a financial sacrifice. And still for others, then they had to leave people at home to take care of themselves for a little while they came. But it made, from all reports that I've heard from everybody, it made all the difference in the lives of everyone. And so I just want to thank you all so much for being here. And I want to give you back special blessings just for the effort of doing it. I want to ask for a special blessing also for my husband, who quietly adapted to my needs to be conducting the blessing seminar last weekend, when really he should have been in the hospital. I didn't know that. And that did not come to my attention until I came home. And so he has been through a challenging week, but is back home now, doing better, and we're looking for answers this coming week. So I don't usually put someone from my own family on the list because my own blessings are with them so much of the time, always. But I would ask that our blessing givers keep Larry in mind, and our ministers as well, with special prayers for his recovery and his strength and happiness on Easter. So we are now very close to the time when we should be just getting ourselves comfortably in our blessing chair, ready to receive. And keep in mind that blessings are being given to you all the time, every day, 24/7. It's we that don't open up to receive them. And it's for a number of reasons that we don't. One is our attention is on something else. 2, I can do this myself, Dad. Just let me try. 3, we just don't want to ask for help. 4, we don't think help is available. 5, we don't think anybody cares. 6, what if we ask and we didn't receive? That would be even worse. That would make everything worse. Then not only would we hurt, we would think we're alone and no one cares. And the list goes on for why we don't receive. Not to mention all of the defenses that we have in our autonomic nervous system, in our unconsciousness, and just in the simple defense mechanisms that accompany exhaustion or illness. Our body actually has quite a few shutdown systems to protect us. And it's kind of ironic because these shutdown systems prevent us from receiving help. Some of these shutdown systems are what have been described in the anatomy of autoimmune illnesses. That is where we cannot receive. We really cannot receive medication. Our body rejects it. We cannot receive assistance. Our body rejects it. And we can actually do this psychologically as well. And why, people ask, why did Yeshua go to such an extreme measure to surrender on the cross when he could have saved himself, because he didn't want to carry a single defense mechanism into his resurrection. He didn't want to leave behind not even a shred of a defense mechanism, because our defense mechanisms are, ironically, they're our biggest enemy. They really are. However you believe in God, whatever faith you have in the healing power of nature, it would be greater if you would simply open up to your faith. After every single miracle Yeshua performed, do you know he never took credit for it? He said back to the receiver, your faith made you whole. Your faith made you whole. He wanted them to know that it was their surrender to the grace of God that healed them. Now, of course, it was easier to do when he was there giving them courage. It was easier for them to have faith in God when they looked in the eyes of the Son of God. But it's no different with you and me. It's no different. Our faith is what expands the opportunity, the envelope of possibilities. Where you might only have one possibility in, let's say, an antibiotic or a pain remedy that isn't working very well, and a doctor who's trying all kinds of tests, but they're not revealing anything. Just expand the envelope and see what happens. That's what you're here to do today. All you have to do is expand the envelope. So how are you going to do that? Well, first of all, you're going to relax. Just be in your chair and relax. Become spaghetti in your chair. Don't try to take a special pose or a special stance. Just be limp. Let go. As the old saying goes, let go and let God. And the biggest thing to let go of is your mind. Stop thinking. Stop verbalizing. Stop expecting. Stop hoping and then resisting. Just be a child. Be a child. On Christmas Eve, you don't know what's in the package. You really don't. And you're waiting to unwrap it. Yeshua said the kingdom of heaven is like the heart of a child. Just relax. I'm going to say an invocation prayer to Yeshua. And then the blessing givers and I will conduct energy. Now that energy doesn't come from us. It just flows through us. What happens is that we take a very large, large range of energy coming from the universe, coming from everywhere, and we focus it into a band of energy that is more compatible with the human energy wave band so that you can receive it more easily. That's all we do. But the energy comes from the earth, the heavens, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, the love of Christ, the angels, your ancestors, your guides, and the wonder workers of the ages, all of them, including long gone physicians who know what's wrong and exactly how to heal it, but they can't get you to receive it. We're going to just flow that energy. As soon as I'm through with my invocation to Yeshua, I want you to be in prayer. But keep in mind, keep in heart, I should say. God already knows everything you need. So don't get too verbal with your prayer. Just give thanks and praise and love. And be as a child at the foot of your Father, knowing that you are so loved and asking as a child would ask. So let's begin. Blessing givers, join me and stand. Yeshua, our brother, our perfect brother, Lord of life, Son of God, the one who made God incarnate into human form so that we could receive the wondrous creative energy of the great God of all existence. We thank you for being here. We thank you that you gave your life, your heart, your love and your blessings to all people then and now and always and forever. We come to you from our heart to your heart to make ourselves open and available to your miracles, your love, your hope, your healing, and all that you have to offer to our lives. And we offer a special prayer to those who don't yet know that they can ask, to those who are alone, to those who feel abandoned, to those who feel abused, to those who are sick and suffering, to those who have lost a loved one, who are grieving, who feel abandoned. We thank you for all your love and your everlasting glory. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now it's time for you to go and rest at least 7 minutes. Just receive, absorb, and allow all of the blessings that have been offered to enter your person, your body, your life, and your soul. Happy Easter. I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.